Hi, my name is Stephen Martile from freedomeducation.ca, and here are three tips to find a stellar coach, someone you could hire that will really raise your game to a new level. And by the way, this article came inspired by a question that came from one of my readers that had asked on an article I wrote, 101 Reasons Why Everyone Should Have a Coach. And the question was, Steve, you know, what tips would you offer to someone who's looking for a coach? So this is the three tips that I would give to someone who's looking for a new coach. Number one, a coach that holds you to a higher standard. So one of the reasons that people get complacent and settle in life is because they've accepted their current standards of living. They've accepted the current amount of juice and passion that they get out of their career. They think there's no more limit, that they can't get any higher than that. It can't be any better than that because that's the best it can get, which is completely untrue. People who settle also get complacent around their relationships. They're always about what's in it for me as opposed to what can I give. And they really settle in terms of the money they can make. You know, that's the money I've always made, so that's the money. I get my 3% raise and that's it. They settle. So what a really good coach does is, because this does come up with any coach-client relationship. Client will come in and then they'll give excuses for why things aren't happening. And what happens is some coaches get enrolled into those excuses. Oh, okay, yeah, you had that's right, you had that business school and then you're working during the day. That's a lot, so I can understand why you didn't do this week. And that's totally not it at all. The reason the person's avoiding taking an action in the first place is because there's some sort of resistance, there's a limiting belief, there's some sort of faulty perception. And what a good coach does is hold that person to the higher standards, see them as the bigger version of them, even when they don't. That's what a good coach does. They do it all the time. They're always looking at their clients as someone who's already successful, already wealthy and prosperous, already bringing in those clients, already going after those girls or guys or getting in those relationships, very successful. And seeing them that place, even though they aren't there right now. That's what I mean by holding you to a higher standard. You want to look for a coach that does that. I don't know that there's a lot of coaches that do that, but I think a really good coach does that. And that's why I put that number one. The second thing that you want to look for in a coach is a coach that's detached from the outcome. And when that happens, is there means they're very aware of what's going on when you speak to them, and they're aware to you of what's going on even when they're not speaking to you. They might get intuitive, you know, impulses or intuitive flashes of something and then send you an email because you needed that information just at that time. A really good coach does that. And what I mean by detached is that, you know, if your goal was to, earn $50,000, $100,000, whatever it was to earn this year, and it turns out that you've got to resolve some past relationships and that has come up first, a good coach is flexible enough to recognize that that's what is needed right now. In order for you to get to that $100,000, you need to sort out this relationship, or you're going to sort out this past hurt, or you're going to clear some past memories and get into a place where then you can accept that money. So a good coach recognizes that and is always flexible to their approach. A third thing I would suggest when you're looking for a coach is find a coach that has experience and knowledge in where your biggest frustrations are, your biggest problems are, and where you're struggling the most. So, you know, if it's around money, then hire someone who's good with money, who has demonstrated they can earn money, and that is demonstrated they can help people clear limiting beliefs and self-sabotage patterns around money. If you want to work with a relationship, then work with someone who's proved they can do that, that they've been really, you know, has experience and knowledge working with people that bring them into relationships. If you want to work with someone who's a life direction coach, someone who puts you back on purpose, back on track so that you're living life full of passion, then find a coach who's demonstrated that. So those are the sorts of things that I would look for if I was hiring a coach. And I hope you really enjoyed it. If you got any other questions about what to look for when hiring a coach, be more than happy to answer your questions. Just drop your line below. Thanks for listening. My name is Steve Martile at freedomeducation.ca, and I'll talk to you soon.